Malcolm Gladwell in 2015 wrote a number of tweets. Now, if you don't know who Malcolm Gladwell is, he's a very interesting author, and he writes a lot about the way that Americans think and live. He's a secular writer. I find his writing fascinating. In 2015, Malcolm, who never tweets, he averages about 5 tweets in a month. Everybody know what a tweet is nowadays? When I say tweet? Yeah. I've never tweeted, so excuse me if I misuse the term. Malcolm Gladwell in 2015 began tweeting about a man named John Paulson. John Paulson is a hedge fund owner. And John Paulson had $400 million sitting around, and he was trying to decide how to use that gift. And so John decided in 2015 that he would make a gift to Harvard. Now, that really ticked Malcolm Gladwell off. Malcolm Gladwell, my favorite tweet about Harvard, about this gift that Malcolm talks about, is because Harvard at the time had $36.4 billion in endowments. Malcolm tweeted, "If billionaires don't step up, Harvard will be down to its last $30 billion." And he challenged John Paulson and I think the rest of the United States to be thinking about who needs our resources, who needs our gifts. Now, here's the thing that I think Malcolm Gladwell maybe forgot, and Jesus kind of points to, that helps us remember us today. John Paulson was a graduate of Harvard Business School. His relationship was with Harvard. Jesus says to these folks, when the Pharisees' disciples, when they shows the coin, it's in the image of Caesar. The relationship question is, give back to Caesar what is Caesar, give back to God what is God's. John Paulson's relationship was with Harvard. He wasn't going to give it to somebody he didn't, or some institution he didn't have relationship with. And so when Beth and I first got here in 2011 and we did our first stewardship campaign, we tried to talk and move the conversation away from giving money to a budget or giving money to Westminster. As you've heard me talk about this before, we've been trying to talk about our relationship. Our primary relationship is giving to God. That's the relationship. And out of that relationship, then, is what you decide how to use what you have been given. That's a tough question, right? I mean, if you heard what those kids, when they had $1,000 in pretend money, all the different good places that they could give that money. Although, remember, the first one was to the church. But anyway, all those were really good relationship places, right? Every one of those children had a relationship with something that they wanted to give their money to. I mean, it's easy for me to say, if I had $1,000, I probably would not give it to First Methodist in Portland. I don't have a relationship with First Methodist, right? I think what they do is incredible. If I had $1,000, I probably would not give it to a Republican or Democratic Party. That's not my passion. Some of you are very active and you have relationship and make decisions about your money that way. Jesus has it easily for me to say, right, give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, give back to God what is God's. The problem for the Christian church is, and for those of us who believe we're followers of Jesus, is that we have to decide what is God's and how much to give. That's a huge struggle, but it is clearly about relationship. Today was reported in the newspaper in the Oregonian, and I've seen this study done. 1,600 people were identified and asked the question about the democracy in the United States. 7 out of 10 out of this Washington Post University of Maryland study 7 out of 10 Americans said that our democracy, interesting term, right, democracy, was dysfunctional. You'd be shocked to know that Congress was 8 out of 10, was dysfunctional, right? A lot of our resources, many of our resources, go to the government. So as Christians, one of my major tasks as part of the leadership of this congregation is we need to be healthy as an organization. We need for our understanding to be about the reason why we do things is out of our relationship with God with integrity. Friends, there's so many institutions in the United States that just are not seen as worthy or trustworthy or valuable. And we're in a crisis, and the church can't participate in that crisis. The church is caused to be able to say, our cause is God. And out of that cause, then what we want to do is we want to do the following. And we invest tons of resources in this church into worship. We spend tons of resources into mission giving beyond our own budget. But I want to talk about those values that reflect how it is that we spend the resources that we give so that God is the major relationship. One of the things that we do at Westminster is when Beth and I got here, we're very surprised and pleased, is that we provide health insurance for every lay staff person who is on staff if they want it. The problem with that is it's a values question, right? Because the pastors get health insurance for the entire family, whether they're single or married or have children or not. Systems like ourselves with integrity have to decide how to use our resources. We provide health insurance for our employee, but not for anybody else. If they're married or they have children, they get their health insurance a different way. If we gave that resource to all our lay staff, there would be other things that we couldn't do. The question isn't right or wrong today about that particular issue. The issue is, how do we make those decisions with integrity, and is our major relationship our relationship with God? Because we could build a big budget. I can tell you all the great, crazy ideas I have about what Westminster could or should do, whether it be affordable housing or a clothing shelter or maybe starting a second campus or whatever the case may be. But that doesn't have integrity in the conversation with all of us together. It's our relationship question, not only with God then, but with each other. I could just tell you, you know what? It'd be nice if you raised your pledge or what you thought you could give to the church in 2018 by 5%. Sit down and be done. I don't think that's helpful. I don't think when 7 out of 10 people think that America's in crisis, or 8 out of 10 thinks our Congress is so dysfunctional it can't be helpful in leadership, that the church participates in games or numbers that just has a basic understanding as, if you give us a little more, we'll do a little more. That's not helpful. Jesus clearly says to the disciples of the Pharisees, look, you have to give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, the image of the coin, but give back to God what is God's. And we can't do everything on our own. We're dependent upon other Christian churches, other Jewish synagogues, mosques. We're dependent on atheists. We're all in this together in the human race. Our question at Westminster is, how do we honor what it is that we're about with authenticity, and how do we grow? Yes, friends, we have grown in certain areas that we've been intentional about using resources. Our children and youth, we decided we'd move that to a pastor position in young adults. This year, for the first time in a long time, Westminster is paying somebody to be our children and young middle school choir leader. So we've invested money in that way. We continue to be supportive of our denomination and our other missions around the city. Our primary relationship besides the denomination is Genesis, a fellowship group, a church up north of us who is doing some cool things with multicultural relationships, right? So the key question is, what is God's? What is God's? And how do we make that the focus of then how do we go out? I mean, you can think about all the good cause. If those of you interested in social media, Don't those GoFundMe pages fascinate you? They fascinate me. Every once in a while on my Facebook feed, I get these GoFundMe. And now I've noticed, and some of you have done that here in this congregation, I think it's cool, in honor of your birthday, you'll ask your friends to give a donation to a cause that's really important to you. I don't know, has anybody seen that? Yeah, a few of you. So interesting, right? Because it's about the person you have the relationship with. You might know nothing about that group, but you trust that person and you want to celebrate their birthday with them, so you give $10 or $20 to an organization, an Alzheimer's group or the Humane Society, because it's that relationship. My argument is you are good theologians. You know about God. My argument is that you're choosing to use your resources in a way that honors your relationships. And hopefully, this is what the church is always trying to help people think about, is thinking about your relationship with God. Today in the comics, if you get the Oregonian, yeah, I'm that old person that still gets the paper. I know, I'm sorry, I apologize ahead of time. I love the comics on Sunday, and there's a comic strip character named Zitz. There's a comic strip named Zitz, and Jeremy is a high school student. And today in the comic strip, he's helping his mom put up boxes in the attic. And he says, "Mom, what's in the attic?" And she goes, "Oh, here's your old report cards. And over here, these are your old childhood memories. Oh, and over here, I have a piece of furniture and some chairs that'll go in your first apartment." And Jeremy says, "Mom, my first apartment's going to be a backpack as I travel through the country." What those relationships are not about things. And Jeremy is saying this to his mom. She does say these. She ends the comics with, "My attic is a lie," which I think is very funny, right? When we interviewed recently for a position to help us with our capital campaign, we asked the question about money, because the capital campaign is about money. And, you know, what do you think about money? And one person had an interesting answer. We label these folks millennials, but let's label those folks in their 20s. They're helpful to think about who these folks are. And his response was, "Oh, well, when I think about money, I think more about experience than things." That's a huge shift in our culture. Huge, right? It was always about getting that next house or getting a car or buying something. And these 20-year-olds are saying to the culture, "I just need a room. I can share it with 100 other people in a house. I'm okay with that. But I want to use my resources for the experience of travel or being able to maybe skydive or bungee jump or river rafting or whatever the case may be." Well, it's not a right or wrong question. It's about relationship. And it's about our relationship to one another and to God. So Malcolm Gladwell, as well as I would agree with him about John Paulson, I love that image of, you know, poor Harvard might only be down to $30 billion soon. By the way, let's admit to ourselves, Harvard does a lot of good things, right? They use their resources for a lot of good things. We could study it. So what I want you to decide today is think about your relationship and your values, and combine them. Because how you use your resources will clearly identify what it is your relationship with God. I've been challenged on this a couple of times. It's really like, you're trying to say that resources is about your spirituality? Yeah, it really is. And in no way does the church do anybody any good, and we do harm when we try to guilt people. Beth and I take great vacations. We do some really wonderful, fun things. Experiences. We value those. We live in a really nice neighborhood, right? So I'm not suggesting that everybody just give everything they have and live in tents. But I am suggesting, as you look at everything you have and all that you have as far as time and money and energy, what it is that's most important to you and how do you develop that? And friends, a lot of it's going to be based on relationship. I get that. Jesus gets that. I mean, Jesus is the one who's teaching me about that. Give to Caesar what is Caesar. That relationship is there. But give to God what is God's. An incredible journey about faith and what we can do to support the world that we've been given and to make a difference. So yes, we're going to invest at Westminster in mission. We're going to invest in staff that's going to work with our children and youth and young adults. We're going to invest in worship. But we also had a great gift recently of $25,000 a year for 3 years, and we invested in a community engagement coordinator to help us think about the future, right? We also are investing in this community with a parking lot and bike racks because we want to be present here at this location. So it's a big question. And it's a big question for you individually and with your family. It's no different because you are going to give out of relationship. I get that. But I think you need to also max it with not only values, but values outside of relationship. I know that's counter church. I get that because you're here, and I would love for you to decide to give to the money for the operating budget of Westminster. But if you don't have any other relationships but with this kind of a congregation, there's so many wonderful places to give that are losing out. So I am challenging you to know and identify that you're going to give your money out of relationship and values. Can you build new relationships that will help the world? Phil Knight just gave $500 million to the University of Oregon for their newest science building. He did not give it to Oregon State University for his new science building, or Willamette, or Portland State, or Lewis and Clark. All great universities, colleges, different things. His relationship is out with the University of Oregon. I get that. I give, Beth and I and Sarah give our gifts out of relationship. Northeast Emergency Food Program, Sabin Elementary, Westminster Presbyterian. Those are the kinds of relationships that you will have to decide and how you use your resources, time, and energy. So the end of the day, when you're looking at all the relationships you have and all the gifts of the day that you've been given, what belongs to God? It's a throw-off line in the church, but truly is what it is. Everything belongs to God. It's a gift to you. It's a gift to you. Your life, your work, your ability to be able to support others, your prayer life, your vocational life, where you spend your time, how you use that gift. Jesus said, "Render unto God what is God." Friends, if everything belongs to God, I encourage you to have relationships that are healthy and use your time and money well so that the world is changed for the better. To God be the glory. Amen.